good to be back, and I'd like to take this session to explain to you my favorite geologic monument, Grand Canyon, and I'd like to give you a framework for very simple understanding, an overview of what Grand Canyon is like. And in the middle, I'm going to take a little diversion to one of my current research subjects about evidence of very rapid deposition in the red wall limestone of Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon geology made simple. And something as simple should be studied, and it should be able to be remembered. And the scripture in Psalm 111, verses 2 and 4. The works of the Lord are great, because we're talking about Grand Canyon, I think we could take the liberty to say the works of the Lord are grand, if we wanted. Studied by all who have pleasure in them. Okay, and this is New King James. The King James Version says, sought out by all who have pleasure in them. Or take pleasure in them. And so they're studied. So we should study. And then in verse 4, Psalm 111 says, he has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Made his wonderful works to be remembered. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember the Grand Canyon every time I go. It's an amazing experience. And I want to give you five different phrases that will help you understand and comprehend the great geologic subject that comes to our attention at Grand Canyon. Okay, the summary of geology is in these 5 points. My mom and dad gave me the name Steve, S-T-E-V-E, and believe it or not, S-T-E-V-E. V-E will help you understand and comprehend a basic framework of geology and ultimately help us understand the whole Earth and the Grand Canyon in particular. So, Steve, what do those stand for? S, my favorite subject, strata. Okay, strata. T is that word tectonics. The first E is erosion. V is volcanoes. You probably figured that out somewhere in there. And the last E is exponential decline. Exponential decline. And if you can remember those 5 things in that order, and as you go to the canyon or as you look at the geology of southern Indiana or wherever you go, I think you can put this in kind of a framework. Strata, tectonics, erosion, volcanoes, and exponential decline. I'll talk about them in that order. Now, I'm going to spend most of my time talking about strata and some interesting findings from natural experiments and some field studies made in Grand Canyon. I'll talk about tectonics and erosion, a little bit about volcanoes, and then I'll get into exponential decline. Well, Grand Canyon is the world's most amazing natural wonder. I think of the 7 natural wonders, it's rated number 1. 6 million people or so come to Grand Canyon every year. It's internationally known. It's 277 miles long, 4 to 18 miles wide, a mile deep, 900 cubic miles in volume. It's spectacular. It has a river in the bottom. It can be viewed from all kinds of different angles. It's an upland surface with a forest on it. It's well known for the camping experience. Northern Arizona all of Arizona is known as the Grand Canyon State. I'd like to talk to you about strata and strata formation. And, of course, my favorite natural event for the study of strata is Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens volcano erupted in 1980 and created a whole laboratory for the study of catastrophic strata formation. And this experience and other experiences I've had, like with flume experiments, has helped me understand stratification.